Sunshine Coast Police have used drone technology to assist them during a two-day blitz of the Coolum Beach area, targeting offenders on electric bicycles, e-scooters and motorcycles. During the operation, 10 transportation devices were seized, with police saying they're disappointed by the lack of compliance from riders, with a high number of young offenders flouting the law. They were nabbed for things like speeding, failing to wear a helmet and riding unlicensed or unregistered. Well, thanks to funding by Wishlist, the Sunshine Coast University Hospital has taken possession of a new piece of medical equipment. SCU is the first regional neonatal unit to have an MRI-compatible ventilator, which was purchased with $85,000 in community and local business donations. It will allow premature babies to receive routine brain scans here without the need to be transported down to Brisbane.
The equipment helps us to quantify the injury to the brain tissue. That then helps us decide on what treatment is required.
Details have been revealed for two proposed active transport routes that'll connect Mooloolabah to the university and Caloundra to Currumundi. The detailed designs and artists' impressions are available for viewing on Council's website, with the community now being asked to provide feedback on the plans. The M2U corridor is set to cover about 10 kilometres, linking six schools between Mooloolabah and Budrum, while the C2C corridor will be 6 kilometres long. And rangers are again warning those heading up to Garee Fraser Island to be dingo safe. The most recent warning comes after a man was bitten on the calf in the Lake Mackenzie car park at the weekend. It's the fourth high-risk dingo incident at the lake this year, with rangers increasing their patrols.